This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
One of the best players in the country. What did you call?
I asked everybody. I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and through.
How about the 18-year-old freshman from Maryland not only coming up big, but telling his coach he would and then following through. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. 90 minutes of show remaining, and it's going to get red for the Nationals here in just a few minutes because the red carpet is being rolled out. Nats are about to be showing up for the gala tonight. We'll pull several of them off to the side here before they walk in to their formal event to join us on Grant and Danny. But speaking of red, let's talk Maryland basketball after their 72-71 thriller with the game winner from Derek Queen off the glass called Bank last night. Our buddy Jerry Brewer was on the scene out in Seattle. He's been covering this run for the Terrapins for the Washington Post. Jerry, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, forget the Nats. Let's talk about this for the next 90 minutes.
Hey, I think there's a lot of people in Maryland who would be giddy to do so. This has been a long time coming. Go back to 01-02, of course, the national championship. And then just getting out of round two has been really, really complicated for Maryland. You got to go back to 14-15, the only other time that this has happened over the last couple of decades. So let's just start with the scene after the game. They get the win in dramatic fashion. The game winner at the horn finally goes their way. What was it like in the locker room and at the podium?
You know, they were giddy, obviously. But, I mean, I felt like it was more just kind of reinforcement, like that, of what they felt that they had. But through all of their close losses this year, that they hadn't quite seen. It was kind of confirmation that they've got the grit and what it takes to be a very good basketball team. So it was interesting. Like they weren't over the top. Like, and so I feel like, well, they feel that they have more good basketball left in them. We know who's next, Florida, the hottest team in the country. But I left last night with a legitimate sense that they're going to play Florida as well as they can. I'm not certain that that's good enough to win the game, but I think they're going to be prepared to play.
So, Jerry, middle of the second half last night, but I mean, listen, that shot could have gone in, it could have missed. Talking about Derek Queen there at the end, you could lose that game, and it kind of wouldn't change what I'm about to say. I was so impressed with that group because they were in the middle of, I think it was like a 1-for-9, 1-for-10 stretch. Colorado State had built a lead, and there was no panic. You could just see it. They knew the shots were going to start falling. You could just tell that there was a confidence, trust in their stuff. I'm sure that's one part coaching, but one part this group. I mean, that to me is what stood out the most. Was you knew they were coming back. They knew they were coming back, and then sure enough, it happened there down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. Down the stretch, a lot of great basketball and great execution on both teams. You know, it wasn't like Colorado State lost the game because of some terrible mistake. They were ready to win that, and Maryland had to take it from them. And that's what you want to see this time of year.
Jerry Brewer of the Washington Post covering the Terps with us on Grant and Danny. For the casuals hopping in now who haven't maybe watched Maryland all year, if you don't mind telling the story of Derek Queen, this freshman teenager who wears braces, who wanted the ball and came up in the biggest moment.
Derek Queen, we're talking about one of the most significant recruits that Maryland has signed over the last 25 years. He's going to be a lottery pick. If he comes out this year in the NBA draft, I think that he might wind up going top eight in the draft. Best feat of any guy who's 6'10", almost 250 pounds, and 18, 19 years old that I've ever seen. He really, really moves well. And he just like basketball comes so easy to him. And you can tell how, since he's been with Willard and in the college game, how they've toughened him up. I think there's another level he's going to reach in terms of toughness. You do look out there and you see just this big 6'10 kid who's immensely skilled and who's just unflappable. And it was great. He is, among all these teams left into the Sweet 16, if you had to, rank your top 10 according to, basketball potential, what their future is going to be, I think he ranks somewhere in the top five of the players who are remaining. That's how good the kid is. He's big, and so it always takes bigs a little bit longer than others to truly grow into their body. But his basketball skill is phenomenal. I think back to the last time, Maryland made a Sweet 16 run, and they had a dynamic freshman big man who just wasn't that great. Derek Queen has absolutely made the best of his year in College Park.
Jerry Brewer with us here on G&D. All right, so elephant in the room here, Jerry. What'd you make of Kevin Willard's comments? And then kind of subsequently, in my opinion, I don't want to leave the witness here, kind of doubling down on those comments right before the tournament and then after their first game.
Yeah, Danny, I think he just knows that he's got a good hand. And so he's playing with magic cards. And so I think he's got a strong sense of how much Villanova is interested in him. I think he wants to stay at Maryland. But I also think he's kind of reached that point. I'm 49 years old. I'm almost 50. I've been at this a long time at Iona, at Seton Hall. This is my third year at Maryland. I know exactly what I need in terms of resources for this program to reach the heights that people want it to reach. And I'm going to shoot my shot. And I think that's what you're seeing him do right now. I would probably advise him to not shoot his shot in terms of negotiating publicly again the rest of this tournament and just kind of enjoy the ride.
Bit.
But I've really appreciated the honesty. As a media member, that's what we want out of everyone. And no lies told. I think everything he said is spot on. And I think Maryland needs to get serious about giving him exactly what he needs. He might not get 100% of what he wants, but if you could get in somewhere 80-85% of what he's asking in terms of resources, I think then you've got a chance to build a sustainable winner again.
Jerry Brewer on Grant and Danny covering the Terps and the tourney out west for the Post. Maryland got started with a massive beatdown of Grand Canyon, 81-49, and then survived a scare last night over Colorado State, 72-71. Next up, the Florida Gators, which we'll talk about in a second. Jerry, what I've been most impressed by, and I only watched them a handful of times early in the season, but as we got closer to the conference tournament and really start locking in on college hoops about a month ago, they are just so versatile in how they can play and compete and win. With the bigs they can just bully you like they did with Colorado State with a size advantage. They've got guard play and can shoot the lights out. They're elite defensively when it comes to shutting down the three-point line. They can get up and down the floor. To me, this is a really, really dangerous team moving forward. I could see them giving Florida fits and maybe even knocking off the Gators. Everyone scores in double figures this season in their lineup. You saw that again yesterday with Reese, Queen, Miguel, Gillespie, Rice, you know, all getting, in that game, 11 or more. How would you describe their multipleness and what they've become as this year's gone on?
Yeah, Grant, I think they're only about, like, one significant bench player, you know, maybe one and a half, you know, a guy who played a bit role from being a number one, number two caliber seed team. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that they got outlasted and lost four games, you know, in one possession, two buzzer beaters, was just because of depth. But what they have is tremendous. It is. I mean, Duke might want to argue with me. Auburn might want to argue with me, but I'm just going to say it. I think it's the best starting five in college basketball because of what you just said. I mean, you've got and Gillespie and Rice, and you know, we can put Miguel in there as well, you know, as a swing man. That's just a heck of like a perimeter trio. Julian Reese and Derek Queen, just a great 1-2 punch inside. They're big. They can out-rebound you. They can get in your face defensively. Their guards have good physicality. They can shoot it. The only thing that I think stops them in games is that they're going to have stretches where they can't sustain that play because, especially against good teams, every starter needs to play 32-plus minutes. And so that becomes difficult in high-caliber games here. But can they play with Florida? Absolutely they can play with Florida. The problem with Florida is Florida goes about 9 deep, you know, if not 10 or 11. 9 really, really quality players, so they basically have 2 of everything. And I think that's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult, you know, how you cover Walter Clayton Jr., who is the best guard in America, the third best player behind Jani Broome and Cooper Flagg this year. They're a tough matchup. It seemed like everybody, 50% of people picked Florida to win it all in their bracket. And I'm kind of like, man, are we too on Florida? Too much, you know, like I watched them. It was just a great round of 32 game that they survived, obviously against the two-time defending champions, Connecticut, a diminished version of Connecticut. But I tried to like look at them through the lens of Maryland and like what kind of things does Maryland have that might give them trouble that Connecticut was good at. I think offensively, Maryland is going to be a way bigger challenge for Florida than Connecticut was. And so I think we're going to have a game that's going to be a little more up-tempo. I think inside, if Reese and Queen can stay out of foul trouble, like there's some skill and grit that matches up really well with Florida. And like it actually, Maryland would have like a slight advantage. I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I mean, I just worry about like a 7 or 8 minute stretch in that game because of Maryland's depth. That could be the difference. But I think it's going to be a really good game. And to me, it wouldn't be shocking if Maryland upset Florida and went to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I think that's right on. Jerry Brewer with us here on G&D. So you mentioned two guys I want to hone in on here, and you led me right to it, Jerry. Walter Clayton Jr. is fantastic. If you haven't seen him in our listening audience, that guy can play. He's really, really, really good. And then kind of his counterpart, I don't want to say similar games, but this guy reminds you of Byron Mouton a little bit. Not necessarily in terms of their game, Jerry, but the glue guy, unheralded, a little bit of dirty work, and occasional shot making, but mostly just there to be a pain in the butt, and that's Miguel. I thought he was outstanding. I know, you know, Clifford ended up going for, you know, having a decent night, but nothing was easy, it felt like, because Miguel was harassing without fouling. I imagine he'll match up on Clayton, which to me kind of makes the whole thing go. If he can stay out of foul trouble, I feel like, it just kind of to your point, Maryland's got a shot.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I love Miguel's just his confidence and just his relentlessness. That's a role player who will step up and shoot a 25-footer and make it if you need him to. Yeah, that's going to be a huge key. I mean, Florida is going to really, I think, try to attack certain matchups, try to get Maryland in some kind of foul trouble. And so how Maryland plays defense and is able to contest without drawing a bunch of fouls is going to be a huge key to how that first half goes.
Jerry Brewer on Grant and Danny covering the Maryland Terrapins for the Washington Post. More broadly, with what you got to see out west, take Maryland out of the equation, what's impressed you most, and what are some of the storylines you're tracking? Florida, Maryland, Texas Tech, Arkansas, out of the bottom left of the bracket.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked to see Arkansas there. A great win over St. John's. Calipari was on top of his game, probably because he was matching wits with Rick Pitino again. One of the most talented teams in the country, and certainly one of the most expensive in terms of NIL money. So they could beat Texas Tech, but I really do like that Texas Tech team. Just how connected they are, how athletic they are. I think their ability to rise to the occasion defensively might be the difference in that game. I'm fascinated just looking at the entire Sweet 16, and you know, it's the chalkiest thing we've ever seen, and it's all these power schools, you know, only four conferences represented. I'm thinking a lot about like what that means for college basketball, and has like the transfer portal eliminated the mid-major's greatest strength, which is their ability to evaluate hidden talent. You know, now all these kids, you know, the transfer portal officially opened today, and you got 500 names in the portal. A lot of them conference players of the year or just significant first team players for smaller schools. And so we don't want for there to be a cap, I think, on like what the Drakes and what the South Dakota States and all of these other programs are able to do in this tournament. But I think we might be about to enter an era where we see nothing but big boys, because the big boys come and take, you know, all your players who can make a difference. I miss those days, guys, when you would see like Kentucky match up with like a George Mason, and Kentucky's got all freshmen and sophomore. George Mason's got juniors, seniors, and fifth-year seniors who just know college basketball, and it becomes a battle of like talent versus know-how, and often know-how wins. But now Duke has the know-how and the freshmen, and who can compete with that?
Jerry, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Oh, anytime, guys. Take care.
Thank you, buddy.
Great insight from Jerry Brewer of the Post, who's been covering the Terps.